all the people, they all want to know everything about the song. So I'll tell you, that wasn't the worst thing I saw.
What was the worst?
In Metzwood, we were on a working party. The cavalry, besides on guard, right away from Mons, right away down the whole front, down to Verdun, the French. We used to move every day because we got to exercise the horses, you see. So we moved from Astor to Leatherhead and so on. They went on, you see, and we moved out of here into theirs. Yeah. That was to exercise your horses, you see, and so you stood in readiness. No matter where the Germans broke through, whoever was on guard, it there, see?
Yes.
They have to go and stop them. Three out of four, the cavalry, you went forward. They were good fighters, the German, but they couldn't stand the lance and the sword. Soon as they see that lance and sword coming, they scarpered in back into their trench as quick as they could. Because if they did hang fire, they were either killed, wounded, or taken prisoner, of course. Yes. Metzwood, yes. The Oxford and Bucks Light Infantry, the whole regiment, over 300, they come out, all young fellas, and we were in the Metz village. We'd been on a working party, mending the trenches and all sorts of things. This is what the cavalry's also done. They come out from England at 4 o'clock this afternoon, come into Mehmet's village where we were, and put the packs up. They'd got their objective. The next morning was reveille was at 6:30. 0 hour was at 6:30, and their objective was after 2 days and two nights. Of our artillery done nothing else, just like thunder and lightning. 2 days and two nights, ceaseless, shutting down the German lines and communications and all that. And the Oxford and Bucks went over at 6:30 the next morning. Their objective was to capture Mehmet's Wood. By 9:10, there was about three or four left, the whole lot was like, after all that bombardment. There was hardly any left. And so the next
wave,
the Royal Army Medical Corps, who didn't have to fight, you know.
No.
There was one with every troop, and he carried the white flag, and in war, if you carry the white flag, the enemy don't shoot. They could have killed us, of course. Mm-hmm. So we buried them. We rolled these into shell holes. A whole lot, yes. There were thousands of shell holes. That was a big hole we rolled two in. Just covered a little dirt over them. So all that, and I've been down since to Belgium and shown
where it was.
Yes. All that no man's land. No matter where you went down there, I said, stamping on dead men. That was the worst sight I saw. I saw plenty of one, two, three, badly wounded and all that.
Yes.
And I escorted quite a lot, 10, 20, 50 Germans, prisoners. The infantry used to follow us up. And if that were the Scots, if the Germans took our front line today, you wouldn't stop any Scottish regiment. They couldn't be bored stiff. Over the top they'd go, never material of how many they got killed. They didn't worry them. Off they went and they captured back again.